ahead. You can go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the March 22nd, 2023 special town meeting of the town of Canton. My name is Nicholas Colette. I am tonight's meeting moderator. Madam Town Clerk, would you please read the call?
Legal notice, Town of Canton, Connecticut, special town meeting, Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. Notice is hereby given to the electors of the Town of Canton and those qualified taxpayers lawfully entitled to vote in Canton Town Meetings pursuant to Section 7-6 of the Connecticut General Statutes that a special town meeting will be commenced on Wednesday, March 22, 2023 at 7 p.m. in Room F at the Canton Public Library and Community Center, 40 Dyer Avenue, Canton, Connecticut, to consider and take action on the following question. Shall the Town of Canton appropriate $272,283 from the town's undesignated fund balance for the purpose of funding debt service? The additional debt service payments are the result of the town selling bonds earlier than anticipated to prevent paying higher interest rates. Dated at Canton, Connecticut, this 14th day of March, 2023, Board of Selectmen, Robert Bessel, First Selectman. The return of notice reads, I hereby certify that on March 9th, 2023, a copy of the foregoing warning and notice was left with Linda Smith, Town Clerk. I further certify that on March 16th, 2023, a copy of said warning and notice was published in the Hartford Courant, a newspaper having a circulation in said town. I further certify that on March 14th, 2023, a copy of said warning and notice was posted on the town's website and all other places designated by charter. I further certify that all the above acts were done at least 5 days before the holding of said meeting on March 22nd, 2023, signed Robert Bessel, First Selectman.
Thank you. I'll now recognize our First Selectman, Robert Bessel, for purposes of motion.
Thank you very much. I move that the Town of Canton appropriate $272,283 from the town's undesignated fund balance for the purpose of funding debt service.
Thank you. I'll now recognize Chief Administrative Officer Robert Skinner for the purpose of an explanation.
Thank you, good evening. In 2020 and in 2021, the town authorized the town to sell bonds in order to raise money to pay for the replacement of two bridges and the construction of a fire station. The intent is to sell those bonds in August of 2022, and that's how we have budgeted in the current budget, so that we were anticipating to have to make a bond payment for that particular bond. As we got closer to August, actually in the spring of 2022, it became apparent that the interest rates, as many are aware, the interest rates started to climb fairly quickly. And there was a concern that if we waited to August to sell the bond, that the interest rate would have been a lot higher. And so in order to lock in the sale of the bond at a lower interest rate, which saves the town money, the decision was to sell the bond in May instead of waiting for August. And again, I think that's the right thing to do. It saves us somewhere around about 75 basis points in interest rate. And over the long term, that would save the town some money on the bond payment. The part that, again, we didn't anticipate was that because we pulled the bond in May, it means that the first bond payment is due in the current budget instead of next year's budget in the original plan. So that is why we're here tonight, is to authorize the additional bond payment. And that was drawn on because we sold the bonds in May instead of August. Had the bonds been sold in August, then our first bond payment wouldn't be until next year. And the way we had the budget set up pretty well. Unfortunately, because we had to sell the bonds early, the first bond payment would be this year, so we have to appropriate the funds in order to pay for that. The amount of the bond payment didn't change. In other words, it's not a penalty, it's not a fine or anything. It's just that we basically used up the bond schedule by one day, and again, we weren't anticipating it. And so, as a way of an explanation, that is why we need to put it in the
Thank you, Mr. Skinner. We have a motion and a second. You heard the explanation provided by Mr. Skinner. It's now time for your comment, if you have any. If you wish to speak, please rise, state your name and address clearly. Does anyone wish to make any remarks at this time? Hearing none, I'll try your minds by a voice vote. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed say no. Hearing none, the motion passes. There's no further business before this special town meeting. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second? We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say